Welcome back to The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll get back to Mark Becker's conversation with legendary broadcaster Paul Page from last year, a best of program this week. But once again, that message from Mark Becker about last week's show.
Hey, everyone. Mark here. Hey, if I make a mistake that might cast doubt in the hearts and the minds of our listeners when it comes to especially stuff like the election, I do want to get that corrected because that's true to my integrity and it's true to the integrity of the show. Last week, in the heat of discussion, I incorrectly said that Kamala Harris got more votes than Donald Trump. She didn't. She got about 2 million less. However, the point I was trying to make was that Donald Trump keeps saying that he has this mandate. He doesn't. The fact is, the majority of the country voted for someone else. And that was the point that I was trying to make. So I'm sorry if that caused any confusion, but you know, on this show, it's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. And I want to make sure that we get that one right. So thank you for listening, and looking forward to seeing you down the road. We'll see you next week.
Welcome back to The Rational Revolution. This is awesome. We got Paul Page, legendary broadcaster, joining me here today. And this is an honor and a thrill. And again, thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to do it. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about where the sport is today. So I bought your book. I bought the book that John Roskowitz had called The Split, which talks about the split between IndyCar and CART, and then kind of comes back. And I started those books. But I want to talk about where IndyCar is today, because it is not the same as CART.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, CART was such a thrill because it had so many different manufacturers. We had Mercedes and Honda and Toyota and Buick and Chevrolet and different cars. You look at what a car was like on an oval, and you had the Hondas with the swept wing that went down that looked like a stealth fighter, and you had the Chevys that had the straight wing, and it looked different. And today you have Chevrolet and Honda. I think Honda wants to get out of it, you know, if I read that article right. And all the cars are the same. And it's like NASCAR with open wheels, you know?
Right.
So it
very definitely is, it very definitely is a spec series now. It's the Formula Ford of the big cars. And, in being that hands everything to the driver. But it takes some of the development excitement away.
Yes.
I mean, I really enjoyed it when we had all those different cars. And, you know, there was technology changes, and you could beat somebody with some small change to the way you designed your rear wing, or you put a splitter in a certain place. Like, you can't do any of that stuff.
No, none of it.
And so that hands it to the driver. But it takes away all the good things that the designers, the engineers, and the mechanics are capable of. What did it to them was cost.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Once they became mixed in with all the other sports, and now you're vying for ratings and time, the cost to create one of those cars started to skyrocket. Hmm. And the owners decided they needed more of a common car that was really strictly regulated. So now we have the Dallara.
Yep.
You can't do that much to it. My son is an engineer on the Andretti team.
That's right.
And he constantly says, you know, geez, I wish we could work on them more, but it's the goal they've been given. But yeah, it takes a lot of the background excitement away.
So what can they do to the car? He's an engineer. Like, is it internal, you know, with like tuning the engines, or is, you know, what kind of things can they do?
None of that.
None of it.
The engine comes in a case from either Chevrolet, which is really Ilmor. It's badged as a Chevrolet.
Okay.
Or from Honda, where it is a true Honda.
They're crate motors?
And yeah, they bring it in, and they send an engineer with it. And you can't modify anything on that engine. You can't touch that engine.
Oh, my gosh.
And then with regard to the chassis, there are some small part replacements, and the sport itself is often calling for little changes, mostly related to safety.
Sure.
But any change that you make or want to make, you've got to get the clearance of IndyCar, and it has to be shared with everybody else. But that does keep overall costs down.
Yeah.
So you could do what Formula One does, which spends an ungodly amount of money.
A Bolt costs $5,000.
But their races are disappointing.
Yes.
I mean, I enjoy it. I watch them, but they're so single file.
Yes.
And then they got that whole DRS thing.
Yes.
That's a great idea, except if I'm coming up to pass you and I'm using DRS, you can't fight me back.
Right.
You're just a sitting duck. And that's, you know, that'll make sense.
Right.
I mean, push to pass exists in IndyCar, but at least both of you can use it.
Right. You can fight it.
Yeah. It's more of a driver's series. And in many ways, that's good. We see some spectacular runs like we saw last weekend. I mean,
yes.
Paulo is just, he's an amazing little guy. And
is he long for IndyCar?
Bolt Herta, which is...
Is he long for IndyCar, or do you think he'll go to Formula One?
No, I think he'll stay in IndyCar.
Oh, cool.
Most of the guys that come to IndyCar, they end up staying there because they've trained... Maybe in one of the lesser series of Formula One, you know, they've done Formula Three or Formula Two, and it's an atmosphere that it's not particularly pleasant for them.
Well, Paul Page, this was fun. Thank you so very much for bringing this alive to us here in our audience.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, this was great. I wish you nothing but the best, and it was really an honor to speak with you today.
It was with you as well. You have a good time.
You too, sir. Have a great Fourth. Thank you.
Mark's back next week with a brand new show. This is The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.